Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we'd like to get your calls because, well, they're the grist for the mill for this program. We got opportunity to answer your questions, or perhaps you have a comment you want to weigh in on your COVID experience, pro or con. 877-726-8255, our number. And there was a movie in 1972, which was called Soylent Green. It was a dystopian sci-fi movie starring Charlton Heston, and it was the last movie in which Edgar G. Robinson appeared. By the time that he was in that movie, he was quite old, and so soon after the movie, he passed away. The plot of the movie is that in some futuristic society, things have gotten so bad that there are food shortages everywhere, and there's not enough food to feed the restive population. So they feed them something called Soylent Green. And Soylent Green is said to be made, it's some concoction made out of algae or some other source of protein. But it turns out that unbeknownst to the population, they're taking people and they're offering them an incentive to die early so that they can then have their bodies incorporated into the Soylent Green. So basically, the big reveal in the movie is that Charlton Heston goes to the factory where they're making Soylent Green, and there's this conveyor belt of dead bodies that's going into the vat that makes the Soylent Green. Well, of interest is this little factoid, which I recently uncovered, which is this is a futuristic scenario, you know, like the book 1984. But the future that's depicted in Soylent Green is 2022, the year that we've just arrived in. And it's not quite that bad. We're not taking people and mashing them up and making protein bars out of them. But we are creating a lot of synthetic meat, faux steak and faux hamburger and faux sausage. And we're calling it names like Beyond Meat and Beyond Burger. And so there's some interesting news about that, because that was a big sensation. And it was even something that got investors all excited. Because, well, you know, a lot of people want to invest in green energy. They want to invest in electric cars. They want to invest in socially conscientious causes. And that sometimes distorts their investment judgment, because they may have a belief more in the merit of the product than in its potential for financial viability. Beyond Meat has a bunch of backers that have included such prominent Chicago investors as an ex-McDonald's CEO, that's ironic, Don Thompson, and members of the Pritzker family, out there in Illinois. And so there's a lot of people who were investing in it, and it caused the stock when they went public to skyrocket. When Beyond Meat went public in May 2019, it was one of the most sought-after initial public offerings, and it jumped 163% on its debut. But there's a problem. Beyond Meat shares have dropped 46% over the past 12 months, compared with a 21% gain for the Russell 1000 index. And it turns out that now Beyond Meat, Inc., is the most shorted company in the Russell 1000 index. So the short sellers, what they do, if you're not already aware, they're going short, which means they're betting against the stock price. The stock price goes down, they make money. And it turns out that about 30% of the action on Beyond Meat is not in support of Beyond Meat. Short interest stands at 37% of the company's freely traded shares. That's the highest among all the stocks in the Russell 1000 index. So it is now a target for these short sellers. So I wonder about the viability. A lot of people find it not appealing, even though the meat prices are skyrocketing and meat is scarce. And yet people, you know, you'd think in this environment, people would turn to meat substitutes as a cheaper alternative, but they just don't like the taste. They don't like the concept. They're concerns about the health effects of ingestion of these highly processed synthetic products that have the texture and the color and the nose appeal of meat, but they're not quite the real thing. And the human body has never ingested substances like this. These are highly industrialized synthetic products. And what will it ultimately do to undermine our health? The long-term effects of consumption are unclear. So not such good news for people who jumped on the bandwagon to invest in these products. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an exciting product that addresses numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs. Turns out it could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. That's a vitamin that a lot of people pay less attention to. We know about folate and B12. And, of course, everybody's loving on vitamin D, but thiamine has consequences when there's not enough available to the body. The solution for low B1, Zobria by Oshare Health, is a safe and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1. With no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. So restoring vitamin B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. This product was developed by a podiatrist who helped a lot of his patients by administering it. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8, that's Zobria.com, or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. So try it. Zobria.com, vitamin B1 perfected. Okay, something that many of you may be consuming. Olive oil. We, from time to time, have an olive oil sponsor on this program. You'll be hearing more of them, about them, this spring. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Consumption of olive oil and risk of total and cause-specific mortality among U.S. adults. So, you know, it kind of goes to the principle that, well, okay, well, maybe something can, whatever, lower your blood pressure, maybe can optimize your blood sugar. But ultimately, what we're concerned about is whether it's going to make us more or less likely to die. And what they say here in this article is that already they've demonstrated that olive oil consumption has been shown to lower cardiovascular disease risk, but they don't know about its association with total and all-cause specific all-cause mortality. So they looked at a study looking at whether olive oil intake is associated with total mortality in two large cohorts of U.S. men and women. 60,000 women in the nurse's health study and 32,000 men in the health professional's follow-up study. They were free of cardiovascular disease or cancer at baseline, and they were followed for a long period of time, 1990 to 2018. So that's like, what, 3 decades almost. And that's the way you need to look at the effects of a certain food or a certain vitamin. You know, you can't do a study for a couple of weeks or, you know, even a few months. You got to look at decades to see whether something or other confers protection. During 28 years of follow-up, what they found is that among participants who had the highest consumption of olive oil, which was greater than 7 grams per day, that's probably kind of like a generous tablespoon full. Compared with those who never rarely consumed olive oil, higher olive oil intake was associated with a 19% lower risk of cardiovascular disease mortality, a 17% lower risk of cancer mortality, a 29% lower risk of neurodegenerative disease mortality, I'll take that, and an 18% lower risk of respiratory disease mortality. And overall, they estimate that olive oil consumption was associated with an 8 to 34% lower risk of dying. Yeah, olive oil is really scoring high in that very, very long-term study. Conclusion, higher olive oil intake associated with lower risk of total and cause-specific mortality. Replacing margarine, butter, mayonnaise, and dairy fat with olive oil was associated with a lower risk of mortality. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1, Zobria, by Oshare Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly, may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com. or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. Zobria.com, vitamin B1 perfected. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. That's our number. You can jot it down because you can call anytime, 24/7. As did this caller. Let's hear it.
Yes, I was curious on what can be done with peripheral artery disease in my legs. It's kind of hurts pretty good, and I was wondering if there's some solutions or something that can be taken care of. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, great question, because what used to be called claudication is now called PAD, peripheral arterial disease. And this, you know, often results from, you know, the same things that cause heart disease, you know, a bad cholesterol ratio, diabetes, especially common in smokers. And what happens is you get pain in the legs that occurs with exertion. So a typical sufferer will say, you know, I can go about a block and then I have to lean up against the mailbox and rest until my legs stop hurting. And that's the pain is caused by poor circulation, and literally the cells are crying out for oxygen and nutrition. And so in dealing with PAD, it's important to, it's actually important to exercise, to push a little bit against the boundaries, because you can actually recondition your circulatory system to offer collateral circulation that bypasses some of the blockages. Of course, you know, there's surgery, there's stenting. These are methods of opening things up. But the natural methods include graded exercise. I find that very helpful, although it's uncomfortable. You've got to keep going. Also things that promote circulation, like Berkeley Life makes a nitric oxide supplement that tends to promote circulation. Also, I would consider taking arginine and or citrulline. Sometimes they're combination products that contain both, and go fairly high, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 grams per day of those things, because those do promote nitric oxide, which opens blood vessels and promotes circulation. I would also take fish oil. Fish oil increases the fluidity of blood. Consider things that improve cellular energetics, like L-carnitine, and coenzyme Q10, and perhaps nicotinamide riboside. These may help support the you know, the compromised cellular energy. NT factor 2 perhaps could help with the mitochondria that are struggling because of lack of blood supply that provides the essential oxygen and nutrients. So those are some of the strategies that you can undertake. One of the most effective strategies, and it's a little above and beyond, is chelation therapy. I became a real fan of chelation therapy after I treated my first patient who had really bad claudication with this intravenous EDTA. And after about 10 or 15 treatments, he reported an improvement in his walking. He ultimately undertook 40 or 50 treatments. And he was just, at the end of it, he was really happy with it, because he was walking all over town. He was able to go to museums and art galleries and events, and ultimately got past a very, very severe compromising PAD. Obviously, got to stop smoking. Smoking's just a disaster when it comes to PAD. And lose weight, because the amount of weight that you schlep around has an impact on the strain that you apply to your muscles. All right, 877-726-8255. Keep calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And we've got Susan in Queens. How are you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. So, you know what I wanted to just tell you about my experience? So I'm one of those refuseniks. So I'm 70, first of all, and I'm one of those refuseniks. I didn't get any vaccines, and I'm in good health, but I'm not in great health. I'm not in perfect health, but I am in good health. Mm-hmm. And then naturally, I did come down with the Omicron virus.
No kidding. And yeah, you and half the population in New York, it seems. Yeah.
Right. So on a scale from 1 to 10, it was a 1.
Yeah.
So, and I did take my vitamin C and my D and my zinc and my elderberry and quercetin and vitamin E and all those things. But now the question I want to ask you is this. Why are they still pushing everybody to get triple vaxxed? I don't understand it. And why aren't they suggesting that people do take their vitamins and check their vitamin D levels and, you know, like you say, a healthy lifestyle? So go ahead, you're on.
Okay, no, that's great. So, Suzanne, thank you very much for calling, because I think you offer a great deal of reassurance to a lot of people who are in tremendous trepidation of coming down with Omicron, which is now 98% of the COVID in America, so a very small chance that you have anything more severe than Omicron. You're 70. You say you're in pretty good health, but not the fully invulnerable. You do take supplements, you do take care of yourself, you listen to this program, and you say it's a 1 out of 10, and, you've had worse experiences in your life, you've been sicker, and I think that's a reassuring message for a lot of people. The question is why, in the beginning of the program, I was talking about how, you don't fight today's war with yesterday's weapons, and today's war is against Omicron. And it's as if we're doubling down on the strategies which really haven't worked well for Omicron. The strategies include vaccination and boosting. A lot of people with boosters are coming down with Omicron. And they're not that sick, but they say, thank God I took the booster because I might have, gone on a ventilator or I might have died from this. Well, we don't really know because there's not that many people out there like you who have been studied who are unvaccinated, who've come down with Omicron. They're immunologically naive. And what we may discover is that Omicron is like an ordinary respiratory virus. And yes, some people who are on their last legs and, ready to pass on, if they get it, it'll dispatch them. But for the vast majority of people, it's not going to be a terrible scourge. We're doubling down on measures like boosting and masking and closing down schools and, limiting contact and making it really a hassle to travel at a time where, maybe just the best thing that this rampages through the population and we all acquire natural immunity. And I think, my view is a minority view, but more and more, very, very reasonable scientists are signing on to this view. And yet we have people who, for political reasons or because they're afraid of admitting defeat or they're afraid of admitting that they are wrong, just don't want to acknowledge that we need to move on from this. And, yes, fine, get vaccinated. You perhaps will get a measure of protection. Yes, be careful. Yes, in certain circumstances, wear masks. But to impose this in a totalitarian way, where it compromises people's sanity and their well-being and their livelihoods and their educational opportunities, is a big mistake. And I think we're going to begin to realize this more and more, because the narrative is collapsing as more and more people like you, Suzanne, say, what's the big whoop? I had Omicron, this dread infection, and it wasn't that bad. And now you got really good natural immunity that may serve you for months and years hence against whatever variants may arise. So, Art, thank you very much for sharing that. What do you think?
Okay. Well, the only thing, I still don't understand why they don't at least suggest that people do take their vitamins and their vitamin C and their vitamin D.
I'll tell you why. Well, let me give you an example. This goes back to my experience in medical school. And I was a little bit of a contrarian medical student at the time. I was interested in natural medicine. You know, I was looking at ways of combating disease naturally. And I remember during my surgical rotation, the surgeon, who's this big, big obese guy, who was like a star surgeon at the hospital. And we were operating on a patient with colon cancer. And the type of surgery is something that's referred to a little cynically as an open and closed surgery, which is you open the patient up, you see how pervasive the cancer is, and you just close them up. And so, you know, I asked the professor, the surgeon, I said, well, what are we going to do with this patient now? And he says, well, we'll refer him to the oncologist. And I said, but for such an advanced case of metastatic colon cancer, there's virtually no hope for this guy. Why would that be an option? And he turned to me, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, well, what do you want us to do? Let the quacks get a hold of him? And that really stuck with me to this day, because they'd rather have people do the wrong stuff conventionally because they're at war with people who have an alternative view of health, which is to support health with supplements and lifestyle and natural interventions. And they don't want to admit that those have some value, because that's considered disinformation or misinformation or quackery. And it goes against the high-tech medical paradigm, which sometimes is miraculous and really saves people's lives, but sometimes is deficient. So they have kind of an all-or-nothing view of this, is, you know, either my way or the highway. And that's the way that they've handled this pandemic. And there hasn't been, you know, we need Anthony Fauci to get up there and say, take your vitamins, take your supplements, lose weight, follow a superb diet, make sure you exercise even though the gyms are closed, you know. And that would be a public health message that could be really meaningful for people and really end up saving lives with, you know, perhaps as much or greater value than all the measures combined that we've undertaken, the conventional measures, the disruptive measures, the, you know, fear-inducing things that we've done for the populace. But that's a good call. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I wasn't a big fan, I'm still not a big fan of President Trump, but I do remember way back when he suggested, and I couldn't even believe it came out of his mouth, he suggested that people take zinc. And I went, did he just say, because my daughter is a fan of his, and I said, you know, I told her, I said, you know, he even said take zinc. And she goes, I told you he wasn't bad. Whatever.
Right.
But the thing he said take zinc, and that was the kiss of death. As soon as he said that, I knew that would be the kiss of death.
Right, exactly, because that's another thing, is that, you know, to the extent that he embraced therapies like hydroxychloroquine and things like that, that was the death knell for those therapies. So if he were to say, you know, take vitamin D or take zinc, you know, that just, everybody would pounce on it and saying, you know, that's a wackadoodle thing. Why would you think that these things are helpful? They're just a waste of time, and it's just all, you know, quackery. But, you know, I think you make a good point. So thanks very much for the call. And, you know, I hope you continue to do well. I think it's important that you share that with us. 877-726-8255, our number. When it comes to autoimmune disease, a very interesting thing is happening. Is, you know, we have a lot of autoimmune disease in this country, but cases of autoimmunity, which include type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis, which were virtually unknown in the non-Western world, are spiking. The cases of autoimmune disease began to increase about 40 years ago in the West. However, we're now seeing some emerge in countries that never had such diseases before, like in Asia and the Middle East. But those countries have experienced the boom of the fast food industry during that time, and traditional diets have changed. And now all of a sudden there's an upswing in inflammatory bowel disease. Before that, they had hardly ever seen the disease. So what this article is saying, it's in the New York Post. It's saying that it's very likely that disorders of the immune system are on the rise everywhere thanks to the global popularity of the Western diet. 24 million Americans, nearly 7% of the population, suffer from one of this group of diseases. And there's been an increase in the prevalence of autoimmune disease in those age 12 and up from 22 million Americans between 1988 and 1991 to 41 million between 2011 and 2012. And that's not even current. So what is it about these diets? And this is in a popular tabloid newspaper, and I'm glad they're getting the word out. Fast food diets lack certain important ingredients such as fiber, and evidence suggests this alteration affects a person's microbiome, the collection of microorganisms that we have in our gut and which play a key role in controlling various bodily functions. These changes in our microbiomes are then triggering autoimmune diseases, of which more than 100 types have now been discovered. So, we need to pay attention to our diets. And it's not just about COVID, because the number of people afflicted with autoimmune disease dwarfs the number of people who have been or will be affected by COVID. Very, very devastating pandemic of autoimmunity. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Even in the waning moments of this program, you can still get on the air by recording a question. You just go to 877-726-8255 and leave a message, and we'll pick up on your questions next week. I'm going to offer an additional thing for those of you out there who are suffering from Omicron, because lots of people are coming down sick, and while not life-threatening, it is a nuisance. So among the things that can be helpful, something that I've done instinctively, when I get a respiratory infection, I kind of lose my taste for coffee. I guzzle decaf. It's not caffeinated, but I drink a lot of decaf. But I change over to tea. So those around me, you know, when I start drinking a lot of tea, it's like, what, you're not feeling well? Yeah, I feel a little under the weather. So very interesting article, study in Japan. And I share this to you from the literature review by Dr. Alan Gaby in the Townsend Newsletter. He's a good colleague of mine. We've interviewed him many times on Intelligent Medicine. He amalgamates some of the most important stories in his column in the Townsend Letter. Green tea catechins help prevent upper respiratory infections. 273 Japanese healthcare workers randomly assigned to receive either high-dose catechins in a drink containing 57 milligrams of catechins three times per day. And remember, EGCG is epigallocatechin gallate, so it is a catechin. Low-dose catechins or a placebo drink for 12 weeks. What they found is that the incidence of acute upper respiratory tract infections was 27% in the placebo group. That's quite a lot. 28% in the low catechin group, but only 13.1% in the high catechins group. So it's about a 50% reduction in respiratory infection. So what they conclude here is that there's actually another study that he mentions. In a study of elderly nursing home residents, gargling with green tea catechins three times per day significantly reduced the incidence of influenza. So you could take it, you could drink it, you can gargle with it. Green tea, you could take it in pills if you don't like the taste of green tea. It can be an important bulwark against infection. All right, change the subject flatly, because let's turn our attention to our furry friends. If you've got a poopy poodle or a lethargic Labrador, or say your German Shepherd is turning into a German Schlepper, well, let's take a cue from what we do for ourselves, NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements, and now these same benefits are available for your pets. Introducing NT Factor Pet Power. It's a formula, first of its kind, to restore the structure and function of cellular membranes in animals, increasing vigor and vitality by adding NT Factor Pet Power to their food. Research has shown that energy loss and other age-related changes in animals were reduced and or delayed after only 8 weeks of daily use. Now your pets can benefit from the same clinically proven formula that I use and prescribe to my patients to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. And the clinical trials are good on this. They've shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can get the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas, including the all-new Pet Power, by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. They're man's best friend, so be nice to them. All right, interesting study also in this compendium from Alan Gaby about back pain. You know, back pain, the bane of many people's existence. Gluten-free diet relieves chronic back pain. Study done in 110 patients, average age 45, from a rheumatology clinic in Spain. They had chronic low back pain, the average duration 15 years. And they were advised to follow a gluten-free diet for at least 4 months. What they found is that 79% of the patients improved. 48% had a complete remission of low back pain. 31% were able to return to work. 53% were able to decrease their use of painkillers by at least 50%. 21% were able to discontinue opioids. Wow. So, this is a very, very resounding vindication of a diet strategy for dealing with low back pain. And, you know, there is such a thing as an anti-inflammatory diet. It's a diet that is low in processed oils, low in sugar, low in artificial colors and artificial ingredients, emulsifiers, and so on. Essentially eating natural foods, reducing the glycemic index. This strategy, including the use of things like lots of olive oil, lots of omega-3s, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and fiber, this is a strategy that can help people who suffer from chronic pain. So this is just one component of a gluten-free diet. Try it if you've got chronic back pain. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Get more information, become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, go into our website at drhoffman.com, download our podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media, and have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend, free of apprehension, this pall of dread that COVID has caused. This is Intelligent Medicine.